This is KXCI Tucson, and you are listening to Thesis Thursdays. Thesis Thursdays is a show where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the radio and talk to us about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Cassandra Waters. Welcome, Cassandra.
Hello.
So, what do you do at the U of A?
Well, I just graduated in December, and I am currently working as a lab coordinator in the University of Arizona Child Cognition Lab with Dr. Rebecca Gomez. We're investigating how language and memory develops and the role that sleep plays in that process. We look at children just around their second birthday, and we try to teach them four new words. We have children take a nap immediately after learning or stay awake for 4 hours, and we're seeing if naps will help them remember the four new words or not.
How do you get the kids to sleep?
We call the parents and ask them, when does your child take a nap? And then we'll teach them the four new words about an hour or 30 minutes before their typical nap time of any given day. And then if children don't fall asleep, that's fine. We're not going to make them sleep. Or if they're too tired to stay awake for the 4 hours, they can take a nap. But we try to schedule it so that it's natural, and we're not going to change anything about a child's sleep schedule just to get them to participate in our study.
What are you seeing? Are there any trends emerging?
I would say the general research in the lab shows that naps are very important for learning. We've done some studies with older children, and we found that they could only remember the words we taught them if they took a nap. However, in the study that I've been working on with two-year-olds, unrelated to napping, we found that vocabulary size and previous knowledge plays a really large role in a child's ability to quickly integrate a new word into their vocabulary. So we found that only children with relatively large vocabularies who already had a relatively large knowledge of the category of the word that we were trying to teach them in were able to remember the new word. For example, a child who goes to the zoo often may be able to learn new animals quicker or faster than a child who is only going to the zoo for the first time.
And this is such an important thing to study because the children are the future.
Yeah, exactly. I think one important part about studying it is that we're looking at children who are more typically developing, but we do a lot of research with other labs on campus who are studying atypically developing children. So we work with the speech-language hearing department and a few other professors in the psychology department. So how can we understand atypical development without understanding typical development? And in theory, our research will also help others investigate things like language delays. But also, parents may understand, oh, for my child to start learning new animals or new vehicles really quickly, I should probably focus on that at once so they can understand how that category works. You know, teach your children new words because language is so important to future development.
So now that you've graduated, what are your plans for the future?
I graduated with two majors. So I graduated with psychology and Japanese language. Right now, I'm in the process of applying to grad school, but my number one choice is actually a fellowship program in Tokyo. So I would be studying clinical psychology for a master's program while living in Tokyo. And all my classes would be in Japanese, but I would probably be treating patients internationally for my clinical internship at a hospital, most likely in Tokyo. And I'm really hoping to do that. That's my life dream.
Oh, cool. Do you ever listen to music, Cassandra?
Yes, I love music. It's kind of silly, but I'll say it unapologetically. I'm the world's biggest Taylor Swift fan. She's all I've been listening to all of quarantine and my whole life. So
I love that story.
Her newest albums that came out during quarantine are really different from her previous albums. And so I highly suggest them. They're really good storytelling and songwriting.
I'll play a Taylor Swift song for you at some point.
Thank you. That'd be awesome.
Thank you so much, Cassandra, for being on KXCI today.
Thank you so much for having me.